You were asleep for such a long time. You obviously needed it. Darling, how long is it since you've had a full night of sleep? You don't remember, do you? Oh, darling. I watched you sleep. And it broke my heart. Because you didn't rest easy. It wasn't peaceful slumber. Oh no, darling, you tossed and turned. You. You poor thing. You're so stressed it gives you bad dreams. The stress and pressure haunts your sleep, and that breaks my heart. But at least you slept, and now you're awake and this is awkward. This is. I wanted to make this as easy as possible on you. Because, though you might not believe me right now, I just want what's good for you. I want to take care of you. I want to spoil you. I want. I want to look after you. Because, darling, you could really do with some looking after. You deserve to be looked after, to be loved and cared for. And that sounds creepy as hell. I wanted it to be as easy as possible on you. I didn't want to adopt you off the street. And I really did want to go on a date with you. We've been talking, flirting for weeks. I love talking to you. I love you so much. I was debating whether I would tell you. Because it's a lot to take in. Being kidnapped? I mean, I don't like that word, but essentially kidnapped by the girl you've been talking to. That's one thing. Having her say that she loves you. But I want to be honest. I just want to be honest with you. I just. I've been watching you for a while. And there's no way to escape the creepiness of that. But don't we always watch people? People we like? Don't we focus on them? Don't we pay attention to them? It's really not that creepy. I just care. And you need care. You need attention. You need to be looked after because you've been working so hard. You've been so busy. You've been neglecting yourself. You're like permanently exhausted. Shadows under your eyes, a weariness in your walk. It made my heart ache. I was worried, concerned, I still am. Because, darling, you... You haven't been taking care of yourself. Not the way you should. And I understand I do. Life is so frantic. There's always something to do. There's always something more important. Taking time out for yourself. It doesn't come easily sometimes. But darling, with you, it's become a chronic problem. Even when we were just talking, I couldn't help but get a sense of it. You made jokes about not sleeping, about missing lunch. But they weren't just jokes. I really care about you. I know that is... That's a thing. Because... I'm kind of a stranger. Why would I care about you? I'm just some random person. I mean, sure. We've been talking to each other. We've been flirting. We... went on a date where you could barely keep your eyes open. You thought you were hiding it, but no. Though I have to admit, it was kind of nice that a date with me was one of those more important things. But this can't go on. You can't keep doing this to yourself, neglecting yourself. You need to stop. But you're stubborn and busy, and life is relentless. So I kidnapped you. I drugged your tea. I wanted it to be easy. Because that's what I want for you. I want it to be easy. I want you to relax. I want you to rest and be spoiled, because that's all I want to do. I just want to spoil you and look after you and love you. You called me endlessly sweet. You said I was cute and adorable and that you needed someone like that in your life. Well, you have that. You have someone like that in your life. But that life wasn't good for you. It would have been the end of you. Darling, I just want to take care of you. I just want to adore you. I want to spoil you because you deserve to be spoiled. Why?
Why?
Because you're you. Because you're my favorite. Because you are gorgeous and sweet and kind and generous and hardworking. Because you're too hard on yourself. Some of the things you say to yourself are downright cruel. But that is what life does. The relentless grind, the harshness of reality. This world in which we live in is horrible sometimes. It wears you down, it grinds you to nothing. And the thought of that happening to you breaks my heart. Now, I'm not completely crazy. Maybe a little crazy. Because this isn't... this is a crazy thing to do. But I'm not completely crazy. I know that this isn't something that can happen forever. There's going to be a time when you'll have to go back. But when that time comes, you're going to be well rested. You're going to be restored. You're going to be cherished and cared for, spoiled. There won't be any shadows under your eyes. You won't walk with that heart-breaking weariness. No. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to spoil you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to make sure you're treated like you deserve. Because you're lovely. You're sweet. You're not perfect, because there's no such thing as perfection. But you're real. You're real, and you need to be taken care of. And I love you, all of you. Bad habits, good habits, shadows and doubts, all of it. So I kidnapped you to take care of you. I'm aware it's a strange situation, but I couldn't let it go on. So, just please let me take care of you. Let me spoil you. Let me just cherish you. Because you deserve it. Because you need it. Because I want to. I'm making you dinner. All your favourites. Again, slightly creepy. It's hard to avoid being creepy. But I remember every detail of our conversations. And I know you've been living on fast food and takeout and chocolate. But you deserve more. And I'm going to give you everything you deserve. And you deserve everything. You deserve sweetness and tender care, attention, regard. I'm going to spoil you. I know it's going to be awkward for a while, but I really hope that you can see that I mean what I say. Everything I said to you, all those words, they were all true. And I think you know that. I can't let you go. Because if I do, you'll just go right back to it. Go right back to the grind. And I can't let that happen. I love you too much. So, I'm going to spoil you. I'm going to take care of you. And I'm going to adore you. Because I do. I adore you. So, You just relax, and I'll be back with dinner soon. You can try to escape. You can wear yourself out, but there's no point. There's no point. And it would kind of defeat the object of you being here, but I know it's something you need to do. That's okay. It's okay because this will be awkward and difficult, and we'll catch each other on our sharp edges because I'm not perfect either, and this isn't an ordinary situation. But darling, we'll get through it. And you'll see that I care. And you'll see that you deserve to be taken care of. Dinner is calling. So, while I hope you just relax, I understand if you don't. And I'll bring dinner in about 45 minutes or so. There's water on the side if you're thirsty. I love you. I really do. And I promise you that I'm going to take such good care of you. I promise. I'll be back soon. I love you.